The pre-game interview.
Right off the top, bang, straight in. We've gone to the very top of the Bellarine, but he's got a vested interest in today's game as well. Of course, he's president of the BFNL, and he's also football director at his beloved Motowari Football Netball Club. But the Fitzgerald name runs very strong through the Bellarine League. His dad, Dennis, was an absolute superstar as well, with, of course, Drysdale and Leopold. But Michael Fitzgerald's been good enough to join us. Michael, good afternoon to you.
How you going, Tom?
I'm very well. Let's start Bellarine. What a cracking day for Bellarine elimination final. What a cracking weekend it's been.
Yeah, it was brilliant yesterday. Yesterday the weather was very similar, actually, and unfortunately we're in a bit of a drought pattern at the moment. It's been good weather all year in the footy, but it's beautiful surface always down here. So I'm a firm believer in you play finals on the best surface, and Port's, if not the best, one of the best in the region.
Yeah. The year's been an interesting one. We've obviously discussed, you and I, quite a bit on the record and off the record, but this will be an on the record chat. We've got non-mandatory promotion relegation. We've seen the club championship ladders. Has there been any more vibe from your member clubs regarding, is there anybody in 12 months' time that's going to put their hand up to want to go up?
Oh, certainly not at this stage. It's an interesting matrix they've sort of put together. So, because obviously in the past, people have always looked at senior footy as the probably outside looking in is what, you know, is the
judged on. Yep.
Obviously, the matrix they've put together, probably between the leagues even, GFL and BFL, it's when you look at where it currently sits now, it's, you know, could throw up a few curveballs on sides that maybe their netball's strong, their football not as strong, and it's obviously a big jump to go up. As we currently sit here, I don't think any of the probably sides in the picture have changed their view of, they're pretty comfortable with where they are at the moment.
And I understand Ocean Grove may have retracted back a little bit on what their plans were, their ambitions were for the moment.
Yeah. Well, everything was a bit up in the air, so it wasn't very cut and dried. Like, it wasn't very clear how it was all going to look. And obviously, right to the end, with a new club, you know, potentially coming in 26, that sort of changes things a little bit as well. But Grover, we've been very supportive as an BFNL executive. We've been supportive of every club's views. If they wish to strive to a higher level, then we'd be supportive of it. We'd just ask for time. If someone wants to do it and it was going to happen, we just would like to have a year or two to see what our competition then would look like, and if we need to bring another club in to keep it in the similar structure to what it is.
What's the sentiment that we're going to have an 11th club at this stage in 2026, barring anything changing? Surf Coast are coming in. We're going to get a bye, probably a 20-round season. There won't be probably the fixed bye in May and the fixed bye in July as it used to be. What's the sentiment been from your club and the other nine members?
Yeah, to be perfectly honest, there's no real sentiment because there's nothing been put forward yet. So we sort of probably asked AFL Bowen what that would look like prior. Not that it necessarily came to a vote, because I think it was probably decided at a commission level that they were coming in, but there's been no necessarily any framework put forward to clubs to say this looks good, this looks bad or anything. So it's going to be a marked change from our competition to date. Obviously the comps operated with 9 and 8 sides before, but not 11. So there's probably precedent around the state. I think Ballarat had 11, don't
they? Yeah, they have a bye.
So,
yeah.
But yep. I think they play 16 and have a bye. So when something's put together, we'd like to think that the clubs will have some ability to give some feedback on how it will pan out.
Yep. The current competition is very tight. We've spoken for right through the season about how any teams the bottom three can beat the top three pretty much. It's a very even comp.
Yeah, it is. And, I mean, obviously you guys are local to the region. Kirsty, you were in. I spoke yesterday at half time of the senior game and said that the difference between top and bottom in this competition is probably as close as it's ever been.
Yeah.
And I think the mid-tier is almost inseparable, really. So there's Bowen Heads have missed out on finals, and these guys, Queenscliff's, you know, they knocked off a few sides. So there's probably, realistically, 8 of the 10 could have comfortably played finals. And Port Arlington ran sides
very close,
really
9 points.
And we were 7 points or 8 points as well.
Even yesterday, Drysdale up at half time and then, you know, bang.
Yeah, so the competition's, I think from that point of view, it's younger than what it used to be. It's a lot younger than what it used to be. Gone are the days of the old 30-year-old plus coming out of the GFL to get a kick. The age demographic, certainly the side we'll run out with today, apart from the old man Finchie and Tommy Hornsey, that's young, like really, really young.
So on the back of that, you did say that, you know, clubs would have liked a bit more time. I suppose if you look at list management going forward, and I'll use your club as an example, say in 2027 you get that time bracket, it gives you a chance to then develop, I suppose, your 18s coming through, hold on to them, then your Finches and that, they don't want to be, they're the Bellarine club because they don't want to be playing GFL footy anymore, or the Hornsies or the Ryan Williams. They don't want to be playing GFL footy.
Got to come back. Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
right. So you said the age demographic's changing slightly. I suppose if a club's going, well, in 2 years' time, we might look at this, they're going to have to plan for that,
yeah,
for
absolutely.
List management,
yeah,
really,
it is.
Because
yeah.
you want to be a bit competitive coming up into the GFL.
Absolutely. And I think I'll go back to, well, I'd be 5 or 6 years ago, maybe the last time it was sort of brought up. I spoke to Leslie Ash. I sat with Leslie at the Les Ash Medal one night. He was obviously, you know what Les' thoughts were on it. But his sort of comments to me were that, I'm not saying it's good, bad or indifferent, and if it does happen, it will happen. But he said there's major list changes that have to occur. So you might win a flag in Bellarine, and there'll be potentially 8 guys from that side who are for will forever be remembered as premiership players, have to be delisted almost, and bring...
to be able to play at the next level.
Play the next level.
I think the best analogy is if you win the English Championship, so Division 2 in the old tier, and you go up to what is now Premier League, half those blokes don't get on the list.
They
get told, well, thanks for getting us here, but unfortunately, you're not, with the TV rights we're getting, we can go and buy players that are better than you.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you end up, you stay in championship.
Well, and you also see them come down pretty quickly, too. Yeah. So I think that's the other thing, too, is you don't want a team to go up and then 2 years later come straight back down.
My view is that the actual clubs as a whole in the Bellarine are very strong, so they would make it work. And I sort of spoke to...
a few times. Yeah,
yeah, that's right. Yeah. But when you've got a population, supporting population, a community around it, I've no doubt that the big population clubs and sort of powerhouse Bellarine clubs in 3 or 4 years would be comfortable GFL performers. They would. There'd be obviously all that list management stuff, but there was a fair bit more to it. I think a lot of our clubs, from a community point of view, there's good rivalries, but there's also good camaraderie between the clubs. So, again, that could be all built over time.
Ovi just spoke to us about that out the back, about how last week Drysdale, to a man, they were in your rooms after the
game. That's what it is. And I mean, I'm sure it happens at everywhere, but it still has that bit of we call it country footy, but it's more community footy in netball.
That's one thing I noticed about the Bellarine when I was coaching in the Bellarine, that the support for each club, no matter if you're playing home or away, the followings are quite unbelievable.
They travel well.
Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah.
They travel well. And in the GFL, I find that a little bit different. That it's not as, with the in-town clubs, they don't travel as well to go out. But Bellarine clubs have always been, like, amazing crowds.
Yeah, and we're first to, you know, admit that you go and watch... there's been a couple of GFL games I've gone to watch. I think Colac and Leopold, you guys were calling it, actually, I think, down there. The moment the ball's bounced, it is a serious standard of footy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a step up.
It is. Yeah. And it just is. And that comes down to talent on the list, preparation, commitment to it. Like, it's just it is just a different level. So,
serious question. If you were to lose today, are we watching the number 18 run around for the last time for Motawari?
No, mate. We've had... Oh, you had, obviously, a discussion with Finchie on the podcast a couple of weeks ago. He certainly doesn't have to prove anything.
No.
But I think he's been, probably in this year, more than the last 3 or 4, he's been rejuvenated a bit by the youth that's come into the team. So, like, guys like my son Paddy and Decky Prigg and fellas like that, they ran water for him as 14-year-olds in the 2018 Premiership. Now he's running along next to them. And they give guys that... a bit more spark and a bit more energy, I suppose. So, although he's sort of close-knit, friends are not there, I think that's what's sort of driving him a bit and seeing that development of those guys. So I don't know, Tommy. I can't really say, but we're not thinking about that. We're thinking about playing next week.
Now, talk to us. How's the grandchildren going?
Good, actually. Yeah, the little boys, Murphy and Ted. Yeah, they've got the little number 34 jumpers already made.
So Morgan Fenton's children, who Morgan's Bella?
Annabelle. Yeah, Bella. Yep. So, no, they're going really well, actually. Hopefully they'll be down today. I'm not sure. But
what are they, 3 or 4 months old?
4 months.
Yep. Okay. Yep. And then Uncle Paddy's out there.
Yeah, Uncle Paddy's out there, yeah.
Has he adopted being an uncle?
Good, mate. Yeah, no, the other three siblings of Belle have... they're there all the time. Phoebe, obviously, my other daughter, she's like a second mother. She's great. She loves being there. And they're getting to that stage now where they're picking up faces, so they know who's who.
Ah, fantastic. Fitzy, we appreciate you dropping by. Obviously, dual roles, ballerine president, so I'm guessing half-time address again today. Do you have to go in and do that?
I'd say something controversial today, please.
Come back any time, too, with some sponsor product. Have a look at that.
So Blackmans, who, of course, are great sponsors of K-Rock Football, that look after our half-time, there's a Mervyn Pale Ale and a Pivot City Lager that have just been dropped in our back seat. And they are good sponsors of Model Warwick.
They are, mate. They're great sponsors, yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, they're fantastic sponsors. But I did tell you, lads, they've come straight off ice, so you can have a couple.
Well, you do something controversial at half-time. We might have to send Roman Kingy in. into the club rooms.
Good to see you, Fitzy.
No worries, mate. Always good to see you.
Always great to talk footy. The Fitzgerald name's been it's almost... I don't think the line stopped, has it, from the day the ballerine started with your old man?
No. He was your best mates, yeah.
To your involvement. Yeah. So it's hard to believe Les has been gone. Well, I got a message from the Shelley Hockley saying that we're doing our steak night for Chippy
in
the off-season. So we're doing that. So all the Ash girls around the table and their partners and... couple of quiet ones and a big steak for Chippy, which would be fantastic.
Yep.
Great to see you, Fitzy.
Okay, good on you.
Mick
Thanks,
Fitzgerald,
boys.
President of the Ballerine and Football Director of Model Warrior.
The pre-game interview.